This is the biggest plague that we face in 75 years, so it's got the potential to destroy a quarter of our agricultural crop. We've had a great season to date. It's got the potential to close events like Melbourne Cup Day and country race carnivals, so we're doing everything we can to get on top of this.
That's the Premier, John Brumby, offering up a sobering reminder of what this locust threat is all about. Early hatchings in the Mallee and around Mildura. The plague is expected to peak in late September and early October and is shaping up as one of the worst on record, as you heard, to the point of even the spring carnival being under some sort of threat. Gordon Burgh is Victoria's Plague Locust Commissioner. Gordon, good afternoon to you.
Oh, good afternoon, Lindy.
The worst in 75 years. Is the Premier right?
It could be. Look, we haven't seen a plague like this, certainly since 73, 74. But this way, well, may well be worse than that, just given the large number of eggs that we've seen in the ground in Victoria. And prior to that, you've got to go back to 1934, 35 to see anything like this in Victoria. So, yeah, look, it could well be.
And so, by the sounds of it, though, we don't actually know until they hatch and start flying around.
Well, it's not quite that simple. We won't know for sure what area is affected until they start hatching, and we start to see band formation. Now, these are the aggregations, if you like, of the little hoppers that they tend to group together in very high dense numbers at a certain stage of their life cycle, and that's when you get the massive damage at that stage, and that's when it's best to control them, of course, because you can target them more easily rather than just blanket spraying. But look, we know there's eggs over much of northern Victoria, but we don't know where every egg bed is, of course, at this stage.
I'm talking there, hearing from the Premier there, saying that the plague expected to peak in late September and early October, but it's the spring carnival, so we're talking November as being potentially under threat. So how, if it's the peak is late this month and early October, how long does it last?
Look, the peak I think that was mentioned probably referred to the peak hatching dates in the Mildura area, which are around the 25th of September.
Right.
And it's that area that we've just started to get reports of early hatchings to us over the last few days. So those hatchings up there, they'll start to trickle in now, but then they'll peak around the 25th of September and then taper off maybe over a period of a couple of weeks after that. But as you move further south, of course, the hatching is delayed because it's cooler. So once you get down to places like, say, Horsham or Bendigo, your peak hatching may not be until the 24th of October. So we'll see a series of hatchings coming down as a wave, if you like, from northern Victoria down into the central areas of Victoria over the next month or so.
So how could a locust plague be a problem for a horse racing event? What would happen there?
Well, look, we did see in autumn horse events, at least not cancelled, but moved to other towns in the north when these swarms came through. So you might recall in autumn one of the racing events in Mildura was moved to Swan Hill at one stage because of locusts at the racetrack up there.
So the locusts harassing the animals themselves?
Look, my understanding, and I'm not a horse person, but my understanding is if a horse gets a locust in its eye or something like that in its nostrils, it spooks it, and
right,
and obviously then becomes a safety issue in terms of controlling, yep, the horses. And that has been noted over the years, going back to the late 1800s, that people have had problems with locusts, you know, when they've had horses.
When you were talking before about knowing where a number of the eggs already are, we don't know where all of them are. Why can't you go in now and kill the eggs that you know the place of?
The eggs are laid in the soil. They're usually about 5 centimetres or so beneath the soil surface. So they're actually very hard to get anything down to them to try and kill them at that stage. So you really only are able to control the little hoppers once they emerge from the soil. So they're emerging now up in the northwest of the state. But in most cases, we would recommend people delay controls for maybe 2 or 3 weeks until they get to this banding stage in their middle sort of immature stages, because that's when they'll be easier to target, and it makes use of chemicals more strategic.
How effective are they, though, even at that stage?
Oh, look, the chemicals